Hello and welcome to Mindfulness Music and More with me, Shalini Bala Lucas. As always, it's an absolute pleasure to be here with you and to bring you the fourth season of this podcast, focusing on mental health and well-being. In this, the third part of the season, we're focusing on Mental Health Awareness Month in May, and I have the pleasure of speaking to only men from all walks of life about their mental health. Our lineup of guests include mindfulness facilitators, musicians, dancers, photographers, psychologists, entrepreneurs, and student leaders, all of whom will inspire, inform, entertain, and motivate you. So do stay with me for the next hour as we talk about mental health and mindfulness, play some music, and meditate together. My first guest has a vision and mission to create a safe space and environment for a thriving society through performing arts and promoting cultural diversity. He is known for his dedication in pushing artistic boundaries. His approach towards the arts, culture, and its relation to society has made him one of the premier names of his generation from East Africa who have gained experience within and beyond the continent working in the performing arts field. The three words he most resonates with is, anything is possible. Vincent Owoko, otherwise known as Vic, welcome to Mindfulness Music and More.
Thank you so much.
Vic, when did you first realize you wanted to be a dancer choreographer?
Immediately after finishing high school, I decided that I want to do arts because when I was in high school, I used to do a lot of performing arts and the visual. Yeah. So I really loved the performing arts part, but I was more into visual.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm more of a painter. And then after high school, I took a friend for an audition. And it's like I'm the one who took myself for the audition.
You took a friend, but you ended up auditioning.
Yes, I ended up also auditioning. So the funny part is as time goes by, my friend dropped dancing. Nowadays, he's into acting and film,
okay.
But I'm the one who is taking dance full-time.
Tell me something, Vic. When you told your parents you wanted to be a dancer, what was the reaction?
The reception wasn't good.
Yeah, I bet, right? What did they say?
They said, my mother said she didn't take me to school to dance.
Okay.
Yes.
And how did you convince them?
I can say I was a little rebel,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, which on my side, I think it helped me because it helped my peace of mind and stuff, but I'm not encouraging people to be rebels though. So after getting into dancing is when they started appreciating it because I started at least earning something for myself and also at least getting some national and international recognition when I started being in some dance competition and I was being featured in TV station and stuff. So that is when they start realizing, so with this dancing, you can also get into television. You can also fly out of the country just with dancing. So yeah, they started appreciating.
How old are you?
Currently, I'm 30.
Okay, so I'm going to compare because as you both know, I have another guest in the studio today. I have a dance background. And when I was 16, a bit like you, I went to my mom and I said, I want to be a dancer. And this is going back 30 years now. And my mom said to me, dance is not a good career for a good Indian girl, is what she said. And you will never make money from it. So it's interesting, 30 years later, or when you were, how old were you when you went to your mom?
I was 20.
Okay, so 10 years ago, you still had the same conversation that dance was not going to give you a good career.
Yeah.
And you've proven your mom wrong?
Yeah, I've proven my parents wrong.
Okay, I've definitely proven my mom wrong because I made money from dance. But going back quite seriously to this career and this industry, it is quite hard to make dance your career and make money from it. Is it not in Kenya?
It is really hard.
Yeah.
The most important thing is The moment you get like you're really good at what you do, and you know how to make money out of it, because you find that most performing artists, they don't know how to make money out of what they are doing. Yeah, you can really be talented, but if you don't know the business aspect of it, then it's get really hard.
Okay, yeah. So you have to find both aspects. But would you encourage anyone of the next generation, say if a 16-year-old came to you and said, I want to go into dance, would you encourage them to do it, or would you say, no, go become a doctor or a businessman?
I'll really encourage, because currently we are trying to make a better future for those who are coming back. Mm-hmm. I think it won't be hard the way we pass through it. Yeah, I don't think it will be that hard for them.
Okay, I have a couple more questions for you. One is, did you ever at any point in your journey as you were going from that 20 to 30-year-old as a dancer, choreographer, was there ever a time when you said, this is just too hard, I don't want to do this anymore?
The best thing about me, something I love about myself, is I don't quit. I when something is really hard for me, I always just take a break. And then I'm always like, okay, so for now it's not working, but I know it will work.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you're definitely very resilient. Now, you have a new show coming up, which is one of the reasons you've come in the studio today, because it's a show that's very, very close to my heart. And we'll talk about that in a little while. But what other work have you done to tackle issues in society? What other shows or dance, or how have you used dance to tackle other issues?
I've done different projects, and one of them is, apart from just creating awareness, we also like love to put some effort into well-being.
Yes.
Whereby it's exercising and just getting physically fit. And then apart from that, there is also the academic part of it, whereby teaching people on their native traditional dances.
Okay.
Yeah, because you find that most of us, we don't have that background of traditional dancing. So it's also, I try to give people the that experience of cultural diversity.
Yes.
Yeah, trying to give different education in different dances.
Okay.
Yes.
Vic, where did you learn to dance? Who did you train under?
I started dancing in a company in Kisumu. Okay. Called Yawa Dance Company. And then from there, it's when I came to Nairobi. I used to come to Nairobi and go back to Kisumu. So from Kisumu, I came to Nairobi, where I've been freelancing.
For how long?
Like 6 to 7 years.
Okay.
Now.
So you're here now working in Nairobi.
Yes.
Okay. I want to go to your quote now, because you chose a quote by Obama. Very small, very short quote, but very profound. Yes, you can, says Obama. Why does this quote resonate with you?
The quote resonates with me because I'm a very positive person, and I believe that anything is possible. Yeah, you can do anything. If you work on it, you can do it.
Including being a dancer.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Okay, let's go to your first song choice. It's Three Little Birds by Bob Marley and the Wailers. Why have you chosen this song?
Because it always sings, don't worry, be happy. So, because every time, I always have this thing in my mind that when you worry about something, the problem gets to be double. And it all sings in the song. The okay. Three Little Birds.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's very practical, because the moment you worry about something that is bothering you, you don't think about solving the situation. You only think about the worry itself.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, well, let's have a listen.
Singing, don't worry.
Welcome back to Mindfulness Music and More. And in the studio today, I have two guests, both dancer choreographers. My second guest is a Kenyan-born dancer, fitness instructor, and choreographer. He has a passion for dance and love of arts at large. He is the director of Sawala Dance Crew, and he has been able to live by its motto, turning scars into stars. This has enabled him to largely impact the surrounding community through dance and fitness. Currently, he's on a mission to use dance to educate and spread awareness on different socioeconomic issues that affect the community. He describes himself as optimistic, realistic, and energetic. Suleiman Maningi, welcome to Mindfulness, Music, and More.
Thank you very much.
Suleiman, when did you realize you wanted to be a dancer, choreographer?
The moment when I started this is immediately after high school. That's when I started dancing officially and professionally. It was immediately after high school.
Okay, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Vic. When you told your family you wanted to be a dancer, what was the reaction?
The reaction was not a positive reaction. It was a really hard reaction from them. It was like, you need to focus on something that will bring something on the table. So it was a back and forth because I used to wake up on a daily basis, go for practice, but they're like, what you're doing right now, it doesn't bring anything. You need to focus on something that can be able to bring you something to the table. So yeah, it was a really hard journey.
So when you say hard journey, were you based here in Nairobi?
Yes, it was based in Nairobi.
And where were you studying dance? Where were you and who were you studying with?
So when I finished high school, I joined Sarakasi Dancers.
Okay.
So during the process now of going, each and every morning you are supposed to report by 9 a.m. and then leave at 5. So it was a really hassle. And then coming back, since it's like a training period, there's no shows or anything. You just have to train to be in a position where you can be able now to start getting shows and payment. But it was really hard. So they did not see anything why you spend so much time and there's no return on it.
Okay, so whilst you're training, you're not getting paid.
Yes.
You're just actually training.
Yes.
And so how many years did you train before you got your first paid performance?
After high school, I stayed with Sarakasi for almost 1.5 years.
Did you get any payment in that time?
Yeah, I got I got to perform now after almost 8 or 9 months. That's when you get my first performance, whereby the competition really hard at the Sarakasi, so it was not easy for me to get a spot. But yeah, after the 9th month, now after rehearsals, now you can be able to, now you're good in a position where you can be able to do a show now. So I performed with them.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Vic. Was there any time that in your journey you thought, I just can't do this, it's too hard?
Yeah, I have such moments. In moments when mostly when you teach maybe a group of people or somebody, and then now it reaches a point where now they lose hope themselves and they stop dancing, you feel like you're not making so much impact in them. They don't see the positive side of dance, and you feel like, no, maybe this is not my thing. I should not just do this. I should find something else to do. But one way or the other, I find myself picking up myself again and then coming up with another team and then continuing the same project of turning scars into stars.
Okay, so tell us about this. I want to ask two questions here. Sawala Dance Crew, what is that and how did it come about? How did you form it?
Sawala was formed after high school when I was immediately after high school. It was a group of, we came together as three people and we wanted to take dance to another level as a three of us. So we decided now we need to just come together and do this thing official, because we're just dancing for fun, but we wanted to take it professionally. So we decided we need to come together and do this to take it to another level. That's when now we decided now we come up with a name. It was an acronym of, we were called Saints Dancers before, and then now we combine with another name of Kujitawala. So it's since Ambawa na Jitawala, so the two name became Sawala Dancers. So that's how Sawala was formed.
Okay, and then your motto is turning scars into stars. What do you mean by that, and how do you stick to that motto?
Basically, is I take in any person who is interested to dance. It doesn't necessarily mean that you will know how to dance.
Okay.
So
young, old,
any person, that the moment you have the passion and the drive that you say you want to dance, so that's when I take you in, and then I teach you all the basics of dance to a level whereby you can be able to stand on your own and be a dancer now and perform.
Okay. Tell me something. How have you used dance and performances to deal with these socioeconomic issues in community? Have you done any projects around the issues?
Yeah, so mostly what I do, how I impact the community right now, I give like a wellness, like a fitness session. So the fitness is like a therapy, because most of the clients that normally get in the evening, they are people who like, they just want to do something different, and they have goals in their health or something. So I normally help them walk through to their target in life. Maybe they are supposed to do, maybe they want to cut weight, tone their muscles, okay, or anything. So I enable them reach their target. And then at the end of the day, you know, being healthy, being fit is like leads to a healthy person.
Yeah. And also, as I know, as a dancer and choreographer, one of the ways I earned money was to teach classes. Yeah. And dance can be very mentally, physically, and spiritually very nourishing. So I think that's amazing. Tell me, we're going to talk about your upcoming show that you're working on with Vic, but you have a quote that I found very interesting by Benjamin Franklin. It's, "Tell me and I forget, teach me and I remember, involve me and I learn." Why did you choose this quote?
Most of the time, personally, from a personal level, I also feel the reason as to why we have so much issues in the society is because people do not understand as to why this thing is happening. Most of the things people are just told, they're not involved. So I always feel that once you involve somebody into what you are doing in the process, they definitely understand as to why you are doing this or this is happening. So they become more informed. And when they are more informed, so you become now you're in the same group. Now you understand each other.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I do think it's a very cool quote. Salman, what's your first song choice and why have you chosen it?
My first song choice is God Will Work It Out. This is at the moment, like you go at my lowest moments, I just put the song and just let it say God Will Work It Out. Because now you just leave it to God. I'm more of a faith person, yeah, but so I just leave it to God, because at times you be like at your lowest moment, the only thing you can be able to do is just leave it to God. That's why I chose that song.
Okay, we'll have a listen to it, and when we come back, we'll be talking about a mental health dance show that both Suleiman and Vic are involved in. But let's have a listen to God Will Work It Out.
Before I drew a breath, He was making ways for me. Now and every day, in each and every step, He is making ways for me. When my heart is full of doubt, feels like faith is running out, I've come too far to turn around. I know God will work it out. God will work it out. One thing I know, one thing I found. God will work it out. Pushing past the fear, fighting to believe, He is making ways for me. And He won't let me down, never ever leave, He's still making ways for me. And when my heart is full of doubt, it feels like faith is running out, I've come too far to turn back. I know God will work.
Welcome back to Mindfulness Music and More with me, Shalini Bala Lucas. And in the studio today, I have two like-hearted, like-minded people, dancer choreographers, Suleiman and Vic. The reason they've come into the studio today is to talk about Lost State of Mind, which is a contemporary dance project that highlights worldwide mental struggles people go through in their daily life to fit expectations of the societies they live in. The struggles include depression, stress, anxiety, and suicide. Vic, let me come to you. Why did you decide that we needed this show in Kenya? What is the reason for choreographing and performing in such a show?
One of the reasons is it's very personal, because when the pandemic happened, even way before pandemic, I've been having a lot of stress, and I can just say mostly stress, Because, you know, the moment you grow into an adult, and mostly when you have a lot of people looking up to you, because in our home, I'm the firstborn. And then you always find that there are a lot of people expecting a lot from you. Yeah. So sometimes all those things make you get into a place where sometimes you can't find yourself. And then also, apart from that, there have been a lot of cases of suicide, murder, people killing each other. We have a lot of domestic violence. And you find that that's all it's brought by all these mental illness. Yeah.
Okay, so you had a very personal reason for doing it, as well as what you see around you. Are you able to tell us a little bit more about your personal battles with mental illness?
Yeah, sure. So way back in 2019, I know these all affected like almost everyone, but you find that there are some people who like really, really got it hard, and I am one of them. So I am a dance teacher in schools.
Okay.
Yeah, around Nairobi and Kisumu. Yeah, so when the pandemic happened, schools were closed down, and a lot of things were not working up. So you find that when that happened, I lost a lot of jobs.
Yes.
Yeah, so, and you know, when you don't have anything coming in, and there is a lot getting out, you get into a lot of, let me just say, loans and stuff. So with that, trying to find a way to keep things going really got me into a really bad shape.
In terms of stress.
Yes.
So you had a lot of financial issues that led to stress. Do you feel that you went into some kind of depression at all during the pandemic?
Yeah, I went into a really, I can say I was in a really dark place, but the thing is that most people didn't know about it.
Okay.
Yeah, because you know, growing up, being the first born, sometimes you always like you have everything in control. Yeah, so you don't always want to show the weak side of yourself. Yeah, so you always, no matter what is happening, you always be hurting inside, but on your face you're always like, yeah, everything is fine, but deep inside things are not okay.
So you were hiding it.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll come back to you, and I'm curious to know how the show came about. But Suleiman, why would you want to be interested in a show about mental health?
Number one, to try to impact the society. Mm-hmm. But to bring it closer home. It came when it affected one of my closest person around me, where I can't mention. But now, the moment it hits, when it hits you closer, it's when now you realize this thing is real. This thing can happen to you. And that's where now, that's what drove me like to do something on mental issues.
Do you feel, again, a bit like Vic said, that the pandemic was a big part of people's mental health issues in this country? Or do you think it was happening before, we just didn't really talk about it?
It was happening before, even before the pandemic. Which is and then now the pandemic just made it accelerate way hard, so that people now notice it. But it started way before the pandemic. It's only that people never put so much keen interest into it. But now the pandemic gave it like an opportunity to explode. So that's now people now started to be curious about these mental issues.
Okay, all right. So your show Lost State of Mind, Vic, how did that come about? Who choreographed it? Who's funded it?
I came up with the project myself.
Okay, you came up with the project.
Yeah, during the pandemic. Okay. That is where I wrote the project.
Yeah.
And then after that, we've been expecting to work together, me and Sule. So early this year, so we met with Sule, and Sule was like, yeah, we need to work on something. And then there are a couple of times you were supposed to meet and we didn't meet, because sometimes I always go and teach in Kisumu and then I come back. So one day we met, and then when we started discussing about doing a production with Sule, then because Sule is the one who initiated the us meeting and working together. So I gave the ball to Suleji. Okay, what would you love us to work on? And then Sule was like, it's when that is why we met, so that we can brainstorm on it. So after that, then I told Sule, okay, fine. So I already have a project I was working on, I wanted to work on. Why don't you look at it? And then you tell me if it is fine. And then Sule was like, okay, fine. So what is the project about? And then I told Sule it is about mental health. So then,
what was your reaction, Solomon?
Yeah, the moment you told me about, like, it was a mental issue, like, we are thinking on the same boat. Because also, like, previously, I was also, like, also wanted to do the same. So, like, okay, this is, like, God has spoken to us all, like, mm-hmm. we need to do this thing. Because already, we are thinking the same. So, yeah.
Okay, so you're both thinking about along the same lines. How do you conceptualize a show, like, with mental health, right? Lost, and it's a great title, Lost State of Mind. Great. How did you conceptualize something like that? How do you choreograph something like that?
Choreographing something like that, it's not easy. Maybe bringing what people really think, or how to bring out the concept of mental illness into a choreography, it's a very hard thing. But now thinking about it, you need to go deeper and thinking on ways what really affect people. Try and show the nitty-gritty of what people are normally affected and how they are affected, what kind of effect that they get from the mental challenges. Now we try and bring them to life when we are dancing, so that the audience can be able, what you are dancing, the audience can be able to relate to exactly, this is something that I also feel. So it comes from, the choreography comes from the moves, the music, and now mostly the feeling. We try to speak to somebody's heart, the mind and everything. So when you see the show, it's like you're going to be speaking to you, the inner you. It's not about like anything, but the inner you. We want to touch the innermost you. That's now we bring the message home.
Okay, and how did you get your dancers, Vic? Where did you find your dancers?
Yeah.
How many dancers are there in the show?
Currently, there are 7.
Okay.
Yeah, so the project was... it is a project that the moment we came together and then we decided we want to do this, it was well planned. Mm-hmm. So we decided to do an open call for audition.
When was this?
When was it?
It was first February.
That's, yeah, okay. First February. So we did an audition and then dancers applied for it. Mm-hmm. And then after dancers applied for it, then we invited the dancers now for the physical audition.
Yeah.
From the physical audition, now we did a short choreography. We see if the dancers are going to pick up the choreographies and stuff, because we were looking for contemporary dancers.
Yeah.
Because the project is based on contemporary.
Yes.
Yeah. Because before you were asking about how to bring out the production itself. Yeah. And then you find that contemporary dance is more expressive.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And have you had any outside help on this, Solomon? Has there been anybody else who's come in to give you consultation or help with choreography?
Basically, when we started, both of us, me and Vic, we tried to reach out and source for people who can be able to partner with us or anything, try to help in everything. So in the midst of trying to source for help and funding, I contacted one of our friends. She's in Netherlands, and she's called Lina Franken. So apparently she also agreed to join and become part of the organizer. So she's also now one of our part of the organizing team who is organizing Lost. Now she's organizing from Netherlands. She'll be joining. She'll be flying in Kenya this coming month, May. So now we are 3 organizers. So she's the person also helping us in the admin work from the other side.
Okay. And how do you fund something like this? How do you pay your dancers? Because you have to pay them. You have to pay for a venue. You have to pay for technical. Where are you guys getting the money?
Yeah. So that's the hardest part. Because, mm-hmm. you know, having idea is one thing, but now getting to put it into action is another thing. So currently, we having 2 partners on board. Let me say 3, right? 3 partners on board, and one of the partners is Goethe Institute.
Okay, yeah.
Which They are supporting us technically.
Okay.
They are giving us the technical support. And then we have Jongren Theaterlings in the Netherlands.
Okay.
Yeah, who gave us some a little bit of finance to help us do the auditions. And then also we have the church. We have St. Joseph.
Holy Trinity Catholic Church.
Yes.
Which is where the show is going to be. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but currently we're still sourcing out for finances. We're still sourcing out for people who are willing to come in to help us at least make the project a success.
It sounds, yeah, it sounds like you're getting some help at least. That's great to get it going. We'll talk about the details of the show, where it's going to be, when, and how people can get tickets in the next section. But let's first go to your desert island, Vic. And I want to know what book you would take with you if I were to cast you to a desert island.
Yeah, I'll take a drawing book.
Okay, why?
Because apart from just dancing, I'm a fine artist.
Okay.
Yes.
So you don't want to take a book to read. You want to take a book to draw.
To draw, yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. It's inventive. What song would you want to play?
Memories.
By Maroons. Why?
Yeah, by Maroon 5. Because, you know, if you're taken to a desert and the only thing in the desert is very deserted. Yeah. So the only thing you'll be having with you are memories. Memories of beautiful things.
Okay.
So, yeah. So
that's why the song.
Yes.
And what luxury would you take?
I'll take a photo of my daughter.
That's very lovely. Okay.
I
cannot say no to that. That's fantastic. Okay. So, Vic, let's listen to your song choice, Memories by Maroon 5.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain. When I believed in forever and everything would stay the same. Now my heart feels like December when somebody say your name. Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day, hey. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, hey, hey. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. Memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I never felt so lost. And I felt all of the hatred was too powerful to stop. Now my heart feel like an ember, and it's lighting up the dark. I'll carry these torches for ya, and you know I'll never drop. Yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got, oh. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. Yeah.
Welcome back to Mindfulness Music and More. And in the studio, I have with me Suleiman and Vic talking about Lost State of Mind, their new contemporary dance show coming up, the details shortly. Let's first do a positive affirmation meditation. So guys, if you'd like to join in, please do so. Closing your eyes or lowering your gaze. Just sitting with that for a moment as you roll your shoulders back and allow your palms to rest on your knees with the palms upwards, preparing to receive love, energy, and peace. And then bringing your attention to your breath. Breathe in and breathe out through your nose. And keep this cycle of breath going as you hear the positive affirmations. All is well. I release all my limiting beliefs. All is well. I am open to creative solutions. All is well. In this moment, I can let go of all my fears, all my judgment. All is well. I welcome the guidance of the highest truth and compassion to enter my space now. All is well. I welcome inner guidance and wisdom at this time. All is well. I welcome love and light into my life and into my heart. All is well. I am guided. I am protected. I am loved. I am safe. All is well. And breathing in and breathing out, all is well. All is well. All is well. Take another deep breath in and release as you slowly and gently come back into your body, making your way slowly back into the room and to my voice, and gently opening your eyes. So, Suleiman, finally, if I were to cast you away to a desert island and you could only take one book with you, what would it be?
If that book exists, ideology book.
Okay, why? I mean, I don't know if it exists, but yeah.
I love ideas. I love coming up with new ideas. I love exploring new ideas, and anything that can be able to contribute to my idea, I'll just take that with me.
Maybe you should write the book.
Thank you. I think that's the best idea. Thing.
Okay, and what song would you choose?
I think Ed Sheeran. Think Out Loud.
Why?
Just gives me like a moment of relaxing and thinking. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And the luxury item?
I'm a technical person, so I love to explore the PlayStation. I just like do PlayStation because that's what I do on my free time at home, and it's like a guilty pleasure.
It's a guilty pleasure, is it? Okay, so the PlayStation, fair enough. I'll give that to you. Thank you. Thank you both, Vic and Suleiman. I'd like to present each of you with my book, Happiness Is It Simply a Mindset Shift, as a thank you for appearing on the show. You're very welcome. To all my listeners, this book is now available at Textbook Center and Raffle Books in Kenya and Amazon worldwide. Please also follow me for more mental health tips, mindfulness meditations, and lots more on my social media at JustJoom. Thank you both for being here and sharing this fantastic show with us. Can you tell us how people can find out more about Lost State of Mind, Vic, and where people can get tickets, where they can see it, and when?
Okay, so you can find us on Instagram. At lost_state of mind, and then you can find us on Facebook at Lost State of Mind, and then Suleiman is going to talk about how to get the tickets.
Okay, all right. And how can people reach you directly, Vic, for your own work? You've got a social media, yes?
Yes. So I have two social media accounts. So I have my personal one, which is Vic, which is VVYQUE.
Okay.
That's on Instagram. And on Facebook is also VVYQUE Owoko. And then the other one is my company name, which is Vic Dance Company. Yes, you can find me at Vic VQ Dance Company on Instagram and on Facebook.
How do you have time to dance? You're on social media all the time by the sound. That's crazy. Okay, well, you had try and get a hold of Vic at least through one of those platforms. I'm sure he will get back to you as well. So, Suleiman, tell me where you can get tickets. It's say it again. It's the 28th of May, right?
Yeah, the event is on 28th May. It will be on a Saturday from 6:30 p.m. It's a 1.5 hour show. So by 8 will be done. So yeah, how you can be able to get your ticket? You can be able to get it via M-Pesa. So there's a till number, 925-4025. You just pay via till. That's for the advance ticket, will be up to 7th, which will be going for 500 shillings. And then after that, we'll be selling the gate ticket, which will be going for 800 shillings.
And it's at the Trinity Church. Where is this church?
Yeah, the venue will be at Holy Trinity, Buruburu Phase 1. The Buruburu Phase 1. So once you get to Buruburu Phase 1, just ask for Holy Trinity Catholic Church and you'll be good to go.
And all these details are on your social media, yes?
Yeah, you can be able to see all the details. It's on the poster. If you look at our poster, once you follow us on Lost_State of Mind, you'll be able to see the poster with all these details about the venue, the charges, and how to get the ticket.
Fantastic. And I suppose you're still looking for partners, is that correct? How can a potential partner get in touch with you?
We can be able to get via our email, which is lostmentalstate@gmail.com. That's our potential partners. I always also get through our phone numbers. I can be able to give my phone number.
Yeah, do.
0733135270. Vic, or through, that's my personal number, or Vic.
Or you can get me on 0725 40 41 12.
Okay, great. So somebody can get in touch with you. And Suleiman, what about your own Instagram or Twitter?
Yeah, for my own Instagram, just Suleiman Maningi in all platforms.
Okay.
That is Facebook, IG. And then for my company, that is Sawala, just Sawala Dancers in all platforms.
Okay, well, I really, really hope the show goes well. I am hoping to come and see it. So I've already got it in my diary. So because dance, as you know, is my passion and mental health is my passion. And to bring two together, I am super excited and very inspired. So thank you both for doing this.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It's rare to get dancers in the studio, so I'm super excited about having you both here. And you're both on stage on the 28th, are you?
We are the choreographers.
You're not dancing.
So we won't be dancing.
Okay, well, definitely see you there then. So,
yes.
But why aren't you dancing?
We decided to give opportunities for dancers and also to put our work there. You know, sometimes it's always good to just sit and watch.
It is. As a choreographer, yeah. I can totally agree when somebody else is doing all the hard work when you So anyway, I really hope it goes well. I'm sure it's going to be very well received. Thank you both. To all my listeners, if you or someone you know is struggling with any mental health issues, please do seek professional help, whether that be a counselor or your doctor. You can also open up and share your feelings and mental health issues anonymously without fear of judgment on Bonga, www.bonga.or.ke. This is a safe space where you can start the healing process. To play out the show, Suleiman's final song choice, Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran. I'm Charlene Ibala-Lucas. I'm grateful to all of you for your time today. Thank you for listening. And until next week, stay happy, be mindful.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still feel less hard at 23. And I'm thinking about of a hand. Well, me, I fool this. So honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking now. When my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name, when my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow.